Okay. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Are you in the unique position to have known Gary prior to his accident and after his accident and then during his brain paint sessions and then after? So, describe to us or illustrate to us some of who Gary was before the accident.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I had known Gary since around the early 80s, and he was a very creative person, very active in the avant-garde fields of art and music. His emphasis was on music, and he actually started his own production company to manufacture CDs of rare recordings of the avant-garde from the 60s. When the accident occurred, he was in the midst of this, and after the accident, he was completely incapacitated for quite a while. It was almost difficult to have him be able to sit up in a wheelchair. So the thing was, is that felt as if somewhere deep inside there, he was still there. And for quite a few years, he made progress, but at a very, very slow rate. He had gotten to the point where he could point to letters on a board to spell out words, but his communication was very primitive. It wasn't until about 5 to 6 years after his accident, actually 6 years, that we brought Gary to brain paint. And that was, Bill had been referred to us by someone who had some very good experiences. So we brought Gary in, and at this point we were working with him to start to swallow. He had always aspirated upon swallowing before this. And so he had a G-tube for feeding, but we were working with getting those throat muscles back into action, but he wasn't really able to do much. He was still pretty much wheelchair bound. I was taking him out to activities on weekends, and when we first started doing it, he would only be able to last about 20 minutes. That by the time he left for Minnesota, he would stay for the whole event, you know, however long it was, 2 hours or whatever, and he would really enjoy them, which was something that was not, he just couldn't do it for it. So when we brought him to brain paint, he actually did not spend that much time at brain paint. It was only for a couple of weeks, but within those weeks, he made incredible progress. All the work that we've been doing to try to get him to swallow kind of came to fruition all of a sudden, and he was able to have the G-tube removed and was eating foods by mouth, and he started to do some walking unassisted.
Bill was there for his first steps.
Yeah, I know.
He was very excited. Wow.
At the end of his sessions, which I think were about four weeks of sessions.
How often?
I think it was like maybe three times a week. I don't remember exactly. But at the end of that time, we could really see, he was becoming much more responsive, very, very much more alert. At that time, he was moving to Minnesota. And his recovery, much to everyone's surprise, he started vocalizing and actually using his voice and talking.
So you can actually have conversations with him on the phone now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
He has been walking with a cane, is not using his wheelchair anymore. And I really feel that all of these improvements were made possible by what brain paint did for him in opening up avenues for his recovery that had been blocked before.
Because it had plateaued after 6 years, so.
Right.
Okay.
He had been considered plateaued after 2 years.
I know you sent us that photograph. We were so excited when we saw him crossing the street and then on the boat.
Yes, driving the boat on the lake. Yes, his cousin took him out on the boat. And so when he was driving, she said, well, it was a little scary because he was doing the speed, too, not only the steering, and he was really driving it. But he did a great job.
Wow.
That was very impressive.
That's wonderful. And I don't know if we should, if you mind telling what exactly happened to cause his head injuries. I don't know if it's relevant.
Well, he had a fall from a third-story balcony. When he fell straight on his head.
Oh, wow.
off. So he was in a coma for about 6 weeks. And then after that, it took about 6 months for him to get beyond just being able to move his eyes.
Wow.
So at that point, the doctors were all saying that generally after the first year and a half, there won't be any more progress with those kinds of injuries. And, you know, very slowly, he was making progress, but it wasn't until 6 years later that he really turned some big corners.
Thank you so much for sharing this. It's an incredible story and been such an incredible friend to him. It's just unbelievable. It's just really
well, you know, it's like I say to people when they mention this, it's like when you look at the world and there's so many things that are going on that are so horrible and there's so little we can actually do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, here's a situation of something right in front of me. And, you know, it's like I can't just say, oh, well, too bad. You know?
Right.
It's really a chance to do something really important for another human being, you know.
Beautiful. So thank you so much, Michael.